Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 6th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and once again, it's our desire to share a word that we hope will encourage you. Today, we're going to title the message, Like Chaff, and use the final three verses in Psalm 1. This is really a continuation of yesterday's message from Psalm 1, 1 to 3. But today, it's based on Psalm 1, 4 through 6.
Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Chaff, unlike trees, is an agricultural term unfamiliar to many of us. It's the inedible, dry, scaly, protective casings of the seeds of cereal grain. Well, today on the website I have a view of our photo looking out over a wheat field yet to be harvested. A couple years ago, I rode in a combine during wheat harvest one summer and watched as the combine separated the valuable wheat kernels collected for food and discharged the chaff out of the back as it went along.
The latter part of Psalm 1 is a major contrast to the first three verses that speak of the blessed person. It's a vital, instructive part of God's Word. An article written in Our Daily Bread many years ago vividly exemplifies the contrast between the godly and ungodly as portrayed in Psalm 1.
John Wesley, who had been joyous, energetic, and effective even in his 80th years, was dying. He suddenly sat up, looked at the people weeping at his bedside, and said, "Best of all, God is with us."
In contrast, Mark Twain, morose and weary of life well before he died at 75 years of age, wrote, "A myriad of men are born. They labor and sweat and struggle for bread. They squabble and scold and fight. Age creeps upon them. Infirmities follow. Those they love are taken from them, and the joy of life is turned to aching grief. Release comes at last, the only unpoisoned gift earth ever had for them, and they vanish from a world where they were of no consequence, a world which will lament them a day and forget them forever."
The shift in descriptive characteristics between the blessed and evil is quite pronounced beginning in verse 4 of Psalm 1. Notice the emphatic manner in which verse 4 begins. Not so the wicked.
They are like chaff that the wind blows away. This characterization of the wicked is a major contrast to the characterization of the blessed man, who is like a tree planted by streams of water. To separate the chaff from the wheat, early cultures tossed baskets of grain into the air and let the wind blow away the lighter chaff, which was inedible and utterly useless. As we apply this illustration to the wicked, we see their lack of meaningful existence, much like Mark Twain elaborated.
Well, the verse goes on to state, "Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous." This parallel statement points out the future lot of the wicked and unrepentant sinners. Not standing in the judgment is a depiction of those unable to withstand God's wrath. They will be struck down and condemned by God on Judgment Day. A New Testament verse comes to mind. "Every knee shall bow and tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord."
And the final verse contrasts the two ways. Number one, the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. There are 88 references to the eyes of the Lord in Scripture. This is the loving, caring attentiveness expressed in numerous verses, such as Psalm 33:18, where it reads, "But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love." And secondly, "But the way of the wicked will perish." And we think of the scripture, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
Well, one glorious future day, the judgment of Christ will come, and there will be a great harvest. I want to be among those who stand in the judgment and sit among the righteous. I expect to have great fellowship with you, our podcast listeners, as we await our turn to stand before Christ and joyfully confess that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Let's all pray together. Father, I want my life to be of value to you and to those around me. Through the psalmist, you depict the wicked to be like chaff, which has no lasting value here on earth and certainly not for eternity. What a tragic waste to have been given human life and to have wasted it in such a manner. I want my life to count right here and now and for all eternity. I bow my knees and confess with my tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of my life. I choose not to walk in the counsel of the wicked, but I seek counsel from your word and delight in your ways. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a joy to study God's word together. The last 2 days, we've both been doing a lot of digging, and we just commented as we prayed prior to our reading that, boy, there's so much more depth in the psalm we didn't even get to. Well, thanks for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This, again, is the message that we prepared for Friday, March 6, 2009. We do have several photos on the site today, including the photo of the combine I mentioned. We also have some suggested music that we believe will encourage you that are available as links. And we are just grateful that the Word of God tells us how to live, gives us guidance. Oh, how we need to follow that guidance. Let us all do so today and every day. May the Lord bless you richly.